The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be as when a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' And the one with 2 talents also came forward, saying, 'Master, you handed me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours.' But his master replied, 'You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. I speak only to the greater glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So as you drive around the island, if you're anything like me, you're looking at all the cars that you pass, and the island is a pretty interesting place to do that, because you'll see, you know, Lamborghinis and Maseratis and the rest, but what really interests me is the fact that you see a number of vehicles that look like they've been built to survive the apocalypse, that have Jeep Wranglers lifted 6 inches with gigantic tires, a winch on the front of it to pull themselves out of any ditches they fall into, racks for extra food and water and gas to carry. And I mean, thinking that the world is going to be a bombed out hellscape within the next, 5 minutes, and if they don't have this, they're not going to be the ones surviving. But what's funny to me about them also is that they're always the ones with a perfect paint job. Everything is perfectly clean, nicely put away. Looks like the car has only ever managed to navigate between daycare drop-off and yoga class, not exactly out the gravel roads and up mountains. And it's kind of a pity. People go through all this to get these massive tools capable of huge things, and then baby them very carefully so that it doesn't look like they actually got used. I mean, if you want to judge how good a contractor you hire is, if he comes in with all tools that look like they just came out of the box, run. If they look like they've been absolutely beaten through the war, that guy probably knows what he's doing. Because things like that aren't made to be set up on a shelf and gazed at like, "Oh, that's a beautiful hammer." I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. They're made to be done something with, and to forego that is to miss out on the opportunity of what those things could actually make. It's like the guy who has, more money than sense, who goes out hunting with a $3,000 thermal vision rifle scope and everything, and then has never seen a deer. I mean, you can invest in all of these huge tools, but unless you actually go and do something, it's not really worth very much. And that's what God cautions us against in today's gospel reading. The parable of the talents is an interesting one. By pure coincidence, talent in English has come to mean gift and ability. But in that time, it was a measure of money. And it was a measure of about 20 years' wages for the average worker. So one talent was 6,000 denarii, where one denarius was one day's work. And so it was a substantial sum of money. And so to be given 5 talents to guard while your master is away was a pretty big responsibility heaped on your head. And so even the one with 1 talent had more money than he could ever stand to pay back. So he had to be fairly careful with it. And I can understand he does what probably a lot of us would do, puts it away for safekeeping, hoping nothing happens to it so he doesn't get punished for losing the gigantic amount of money that his master left him with while he went out. And the 3 that go there, he gets the worst treatment of any of them. The other 2 took it to the marketplace, said, okay, I've got a couple $1,000,000. What can I do with that? And managed to somehow make twice what they had before by taking a risk and going and trying to trade and do something with it. But he, afraid, just buries it in the dirt, hoping that he'll be able to dig it up and return it and get out of this situation. But he's the one, he gets treated about as badly as anybody in the Bible. He gets the master saying, go, you worthless slave, into the outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Not because he stole anything, but just because he gave back what he'd been given. I mean, you don't think he'd be the enemy of the story. But what God's trying to say is that the worst thing we can do with the gifts that he gives us is nothing. The worst thing we can do with all of the gifts that we have been given in this life is to store them up solely to hoard them, gaze on the fact that we have them, and then do nothing with them. To do that is to lose the opportunity to build something greater, to experience the blessings of even having your gifts doubled unto you, to hold out in fear, trying to bury and corner things off so that you don't have to take any risk in life, just keeps you stuck. And that is what God is punishing in today's gospel reading. That's what God is warning us against, that he has given us all many gifts and talents, and what are we to do with them? Well, anything other than just sit and admire how great we are, other than just sit and acknowledge, oh, I have all these wonderful things, and stare at them. No, we're to use them to actually do something in the world, to go and further God's kingdom, to give to the church, to do something bigger in the world. Because if we just hold them up, then all things just sit there and begin to decay and rot along with everything else in this world, and we lose out on the possibilities that all of our gifts have to give to the church and to the world. All 3 readings today warn us against the fact that if we simply go into ourselves out of fear, if we try to wall everything off, if we try to protect everything, what will happen is not that we find safety and security, but instead that it all falls apart around us. That instead, things continue to happen in the world where we can't always protect ourselves from every little possibility of something going wrong. So because we can't always protect ourselves, go forward and risk something to actually do something in the world. Take that risk on yourself, go forward, and God promises that if you use those gifts and talents that you have, you will have successes. Now, you may equally have times where, well, that didn't work out. Your gifts and talents didn't actually achieve what you wanted to. But like those traders in today's gospel, if they had not gone into the marketplace, if they had not actually tried to do something with the great windfall they'd have gotten, then they would have returned, yes, with what they already had, but as any investment advisor will tell you, it's worth even less by the time you get it back. But, it's funny, even scolds, you could have even invested it. The bank would have at least given you back maybe 10% on it, but instead you buried it under your mattress in a hole. How often do we do that with our own opportunities, gifts, and powers in life? How often do we, out of fear of taking risk and using those capabilities that God's given us to make an impact on this world, do we shy back out of fear of change, out of fear that it won't go well, out of fear that we might fail? But instead, God says, that's really the only way we can fail, is by not going out and doing. As we spend this week thinking about how to give thanks for everything that we have, God tells us the way to thank him for what he's given you is to go use it for good. That his gift is your talents and abilities. Your gift to him is what you go out and do with them. So do anything but sit on those gifts that God has given you. Go and use them, and you will be amazed at what you can accomplish in his kingdom. If you are but willing to take that first step, go to the marketplace and see what you can trade and what you can achieve with what God has given you. Amen.